In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By God's grace, you are good people. You've done many things to benefit others, to help your family, your friends, your neighbors. God tells you to love him above all things, and to love your neighbor as yourself, and you respond, "Yes, Lord, these are the desires of my heart." You do not delight in evil, but you rejoice in the truth. You eagerly listen to the word of God. You long to eat his holy supper. You do not want to harm others, but to help them. When persecuted, you bless. When cursed, you bless. You pray for those who do not like you and do good to those who harm you. When someone harms you, you turn to them the other cheek. You do not have to get the last word in, for you entrust yourself to him who judges justly. You strive to be a loving husband, a faithful wife, an obedient child, hardworking, diligent, faithful, kind, and generous. When tempted, you pray to God for help. When faced with a hard situation, you pray to the Lord for strength to endure. All of this is to say that you are not unregenerate, impenitent, unconverted sinners. God has given you a new heart that delights in God above all things and seeks to follow his ways. God has made you something new, something different. He has converted you, brought you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. He has justified you. He has sanctified you, washed you in the waters of holy baptism to make you something new and different. That verdict of not guilty has made you different, changed you. And so you seek to follow God's ways. Set apart from the world, set apart from evil, you pursue love. Love not as society defines it, but as God himself defines it. So where once there was only evil, now there is goodness and godliness. Where once there was immorality and a hatred of God, now there is love of God and a desire to be just like him. And so you strive for perfection, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Anything less, you find an insult to God himself. But who of us is perfect? With all the good that we have done, that the Lord has done through us, not one of us can claim to be perfect. Daily we are tempted and daily we fall. Like Israel in the desert, we grumble and complain about the things God has given because we want something else. So we daydream about living somewhere else. We daydream about having something else. We even daydream about being someone else. And so we have despised the life, the gifts, and the body that God has given. We've simply gone through the motions, both here in his divine service and also in our life at home. Outwardly, we look good and pious, but inwardly, our hearts are far from him. Our mouths have blurted out things we wish we could take back. Impure thoughts have seemingly popped into our heads out of the blue. Our hearts have not been pure, but like Eve, we still want to be like God, in control of ourselves. So how can we get it wrong so often? Because we are weak. Because we are still living in the fallen flesh. So the good that we want to do, we do not do. The devil tempts us and we have fallen. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against this devil and against his demonic forces. He's a liar and the father of lies. It's all he knows how to do. So his greatest weapon are his lies. His secondary weapons are anti-Christian laws and physical harm. But his greatest weapon are his words, his lies. So he deceives and misleads. We're not unconverted sinners. We are not devil worshipers any more than Eve was. And yet Eve was deceived, and so have we been deceived. We desire to do good, but we have not carried it out. But the sin that we do not want to do, we have done. The devil is good at what he does. Our fallen flesh is weak. and our fallen flesh is far more than a willing participant. It does not want to submit to God, but it delights in provoking God. So if the temptations of Christ are nothing more than him showing us how we can overcome the devil, we would never have the victory. The devil is too good and we are too weak. So Christ does it for you. Learn the lesson well. Christ himself is your substitute. He takes your place against the devil to overcome where you have failed. Whatever you endure, he also endured. Wherever you have fallen, he has overcome. So he comes as a lowly little infant to sanctify our infant years. He comes as a child to cover our childhood failures. He comes as a teen, a perfect adult, to do perfectly what we have broken. He endures all that we have endured from little on, and he has done it perfectly. He was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he remains without sin. So when the devil tells him to turn stone into bread, he refuses, because he trusts in his heavenly Father perfectly at all times. Even if his heavenly Father withholds food from him for 40 days, he still trusts his Father. He refused to bow down. He refused to jump, for he is controlled only by the word of God and that word alone. He loved God above all things, and he loved his neighbor as himself. His will is perfectly tied to the will of God. Even as he sat in Gethsemane, praying, begging God to take away the cross, he's still content with his Father's will, for he leaves those angelic legions in heaven and allows his hands to be tied and his body to be led away. Even as he hangs on the cross, sitting in the very pit of hell, enduring all the wrath the Father has against sinners, as God himself turns his back on him, still his trust remained firmly anchored in God. The devil mocked and insulted him the entire way, tempted him to turn away from his God, but he refused. He always loved, he always trusted, he always obeyed the will of God. And he has done all of this for you. So he is not just simply showing you the way, but he is defeating the devil for you. He's not telling you to learn the scriptures more so you can apply the right passage and somehow defeat Satan, but he's actually crushing Satan for you. If Eve was perfect and still she was deceived, what chance do we have? How can we possibly overcome? In Christ, and in Christ alone, we overcome. So what separates us from the unbelievers is not the good we have done, for they have done many good things as well that are beneficial. And it's really not the sins that we commit, for they commit the same outward sins as well. But the difference is we repent. The word of God has turned us, taken control of our hearts to turn us away from sin, for we see where that sin leads us. So learn the scriptures well so you know where to go, to Christ and to Christ alone. Your works mean nothing. Your abilities mean nothing. Christ means everything. So in Christ, you have already overcome each and every temptation because Christ has overcome each temptation for you. In Christ, you are more than conquerors because he is the valiant one. In Christ, the devil must flee before you, because Christ has already crushed his head and has raised you up to reign with him forever. So St. Paul says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then he continues and tells you what to do with that word of God. He says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. So when tempted, pray. Wield that sword of the Spirit and repeat back to God the very words that God has given to you. Tell him of his promise. Tell him of the life of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. Tell him of that baptismal promise he made to you. Tell him that you have eaten his body and blood. And so salvation, life, and deliverance must be yours. Your strength, your comfort is not found in your knowledge of Scripture, but in the one to whom Scripture points. Your hope and your deliverance is not found in your faith, but in the object of your faith, Jesus Christ. Pray that God give you Christ, for God's will is that you overcome through Christ. Pray for yourself. Pray for your brothers and sisters, both young and old. Pray for your pastor. Pray for all the saints scattered throughout the world that the devil may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice. So yes, you have done many good things by the grace of God. You abound in good works. But your good choices cannot prevent death. Your helpful acts cannot take away sin. So where can you turn? What can you rely on to get you through? Jesus Christ. He is your King. He is the Victor. He is your Savior. And he has endured all that you endured so that you might have his victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.